Maybe you've been enjoying yourself over the festive break, but perhaps you've been thinking about having a good fry for breakfast. Well, here to tell me or to tell us how to make the perfect fry and the all-important differences between a full art and an Ulster one and more besides is Chef Kevin Dundon of Dunbrody House Hotel. You're very, very welcome.
It's good to be here. How are you?
I'm slightly disappointed. I thought you were maybe going to bring in a fry to do it.
Well, I didn't know which one to bring, either the Ulster or the Irish.
Well, being a Newry girl, you see, and we will speak to those differences. People are actually quite very protective, you know, they're quite defensive about what are the ingredients that constitute a fry and what doesn't, and you know, all of that. But for you, what is the perfect full Irish?
For me, perfect full Irish is lovely crispy bacon, and I tend to do the back bacon being naturally cured and then the streaky being smoked, so you get them both.
Yeah.
And then lovely fried field mushrooms, grilled tomatoes, beautiful sausages that are like, and I actually fry the sausages and I grill the bacon.
Fry the sausage, grill the bacon.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's all these little nuances that actually make it really special. And then you've got the white pudding and then you've got the black pudding. And then you have...
Where was the origin of kind of the fry and kind of how particular regions or areas came to include or not include? You don't send it... I've never sort of seen white pudding in the UK much. They're much more black pudding and beans.
Yeah, so the difference between an English fry and an Irish fry tends to be fry bread and beans, which are also delicious, and black pudding, but there's no white pudding.
Why was that?
I don't know. It's just when it goes way back to when the full Irish came about, it was actually produced for farmers for a healthy full breakfast going out, so the hard day's work. And then if you take the white pudding, it's the cheaper cuts of meat that are cut into, and also full of protein and nutrients. So it was put together that way. And then
maybe
you've got the black pudding, which is the pig's blood, the pig's suet, fat, barley going in, and then that's boiled. So like your white pudding and your black pudding are actually cooked when you buy them from the store. And then you're basically just heating them up and get a little
Do you have a preference for white or black?
I like both. See, it depends. See, I'm not really mad into nutmeg. And nutmeg tends to be in the black pudding. And also... it's such a tricky thing to buy. Yeah, loads of cinnamon.
Wrong.
Like if you take, but if you take inch black pudding, it's delicious pudding, and they're heavy on the cinnamon, which is nice. But I'm more kind of neutral. I just love the flavour of that pork.
I did not know this, but sausages are quite colour coded, and that can have a significant meaning. Again, depending on what part of the country you are building your fry.
So if you start in Dublin, being in the centre, it's a fairly pale sausage, and the more south you go,
more cuddly.
Yeah, so the more south you go, the pinker it gets. The more north you go, the pinker it gets. And the reason for that is that just came about purely to make them more aesthetically pleasing for butchers. That's exactly what it's for.
And then
flavour difference.
And in the UK, they go for those big sort of massive kind of Cumberland sausages. Style sausages.
So if you want to get quality assured sausages in Ireland, they need to have 80% pork. Whole pork in it. And in the UK, it's a coarser sausage, so it's much stronger and thicker, which are delicious. But if you take the Irish sausage, it's rusk, it's pork and fat, and then sage and maize goes in there, and salt and pepper, and it's pureed up. So basically what you do is you actually make quite a paste, 3/4 of it, and then you fold in just like normal mince into it then, so you kind of get the bits of meat in it, and that kind of gives you more hearty sausage, or else you have it completely and utterly smooth all the way through.
Now let's get to the great debate over, I would probably be in strong defence of the Ulster fry, but particularly because we have the soda bread and the potato farls, which just...
Well, I think the potato farls are genius. I really think they're... Not saying that your fry is better than ours, but... Well, actually,
for balance,
yeah, yeah. So, but like to make the farl, which is delicious. So you get your mashed potato, and then you cool that down in a bowl, and then you sieve in some flour into it and eggs, and then you kind of make a dough, and then roll it out with dusting and flour, and then on a dry pan, griddle pan, you would actually cut them in like in a disc shape, and then it's into quarters, and then you fry them over both sides, and then you put a delicious fried egg on top of it. I mean, it's gorgeous.
And some people toast the soda farls, but now if you're more to the north of the country, they'd be actually putting it in fat
it. Yeah, you can. You can, and if you put a little bit of butter in there, it just gives you that lovely richness to it. And then like also, it'd be like traditionally you'd always have a fried egg with full Irish, but it's I love a scrambled egg. Like scrambled egg cooked really, really well, and there's such an art to make a really good scrambled
egg. Is there
an
art to the timing of it, especially if you're making a fry for loads of people? Like, I mean, what, like you said, what is it? Sausages fried, bacon grilled.
Yeah, so
do you have a system?
You cook off your sausages, because the sausages will hold really, really well, including the black and white pudding will hold really well. So cook them first. It's really important to do it, because the sausages that you cooked in that pan, you're now going to cook your mushrooms in there. So you're getting the flavor. It's all about the flavors and layering flavors. And then the very last thing, you cook your bacon at the last minute. So your tomatoes.
Your bacon last.
Yeah, so it's nice and crispy and fresh. And then your eggs, boom, and then out they go. Yeah. And if you're doing it for a group, I always say do it family style. So do it in a big casserole dish, put it on the center of the table, let everybody help themselves, and you just give them up their eggs, whether it's scrambled eggs or fried eggs.
That relies on people being very, very well behaved when it comes to the divvying up and being
rationed
and being polite with it. What about kind of more modern things that have invaded the traditional fry? Kind of mixed feelings about it, but you know, the hash browns and everything else. Like, what would you like? Do you have anything that you think should not be in the perfect fry?
I don't like those hash browns. You're talking about the hash browns that are deep fried.
And yeah, you kind of see them in shops and stuff.
Yeah, they're triangular in shape. Yeah. no. I actually love it. If I was to add something to it, it'd be fried potatoes. So maybe you had like potatoes. Potatoes left over from yesterday. You just cut them up. A little bit of olive oil in your pan, nice hot heat. Chopped onions, and then in with your potatoes. Give them a nice coat of salt and pepper. Finish them with lovely butter at the end. You just get that lovely golden. I'm starving.
So am I. Sitting here looking at the clock, counting
time. run into the canteen. Prepared.
Before we scoot out. You mentioned something earlier. Kind of maybe the agricultural, like, I guess, maybe origins of maybe the evolution of the fry, including the perfect fry. It was kind of for farmers. It was, you know, for good sustenance. Now we're kind of probably for health reasons being told not to turn to the old star to any fry too often. Do you have a frequency now that, would you indulge?
Well, it depends how many hangovers I get. So it's like, it's the perfect hangover cure, isn't it? So I kind of stick to kind of once a week now. Mm. Yep. Where my grandfather had every single morning, he had a slice of fried bread, two back rashers, and a sunny side up fried egg on top. And he had that every day of his life till he passed away.
Yeah, and he was fine. What about international visitors, like when they come to Dunbrody or elsewhere? Like, I mean, what do they think of our particular staple that we have?
They're a little bit confused about the black and white pudding, for sure. But they get the bacon, but they wouldn't be really used to the back bacon. So they're more into the streaky bacon.
Yeah,
they love it, and what they love about it is, and what's great about it is that it's a really good substantial meal in the morning, and it keeps you going right through the day. So it's and particularly on the cold mornings like today. Like, today is a perfect day for a fry.
I know.
And a lovely, big, strong cup of tea.
To go down with it. Just want to finally just ask you, because we put everything in the air fryer these days, are we kind of losing out on something by using an air fryer for the perfect fry?
I think you are, because there's two things. It's, you know that saying, it has to be worth the crime. So if you're going to have a fry it, grill it. Like, you put it in an air fryer, you're trying to be healthy with something that's not really healthy. And also, when you cook a sausage in an air fryer, like, it's grand when you cook them first. And I like air fryers, don't get me wrong. But when you cook it first, but if you leave them for like 2 or 3 minutes afterwards, they start to shrivel up. And like, if you put in the black and white pudding, you don't get that lovely kind of gloss crisp on the outside of the pudding, because it looks kind of dry.
I think Kevin Dundon, we have got absolute permission for you today, at least, to go out and have the biggest fry, yeah. Ulster or otherwise.
Yeah. That I think I'm going for the Ulster.
Yeah, this is it again for balance. I'll entertain the others, but look, that's, I'm afraid, all I have time for. Chef Kevin Dundon, thank you for joining
us.
You can listen back to all of the conversations from today's show on the RT Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.